I'm Priya Raj Shekhar, a freelance journalist and columnist. I have followed Irish media with interest over the years, first as a curious outsider and later as an enthusiastic participant. The issue I'd like to raise today is if Irish media is inclusive enough. I often wonder if Irish media has kept pace with the distance that Ireland has travelled these past few decades. Despite the availability of remarkable media talent and an almost insatiable appetite for media consumption, there appears to be a reluctance to catch up with the times and embrace the new Ireland that now exists. A new Ireland by design or accident, we don't know, but one that is multicultural, multi-ethnic, and likely to remain that way. It's a struggle for immigrants everywhere, and the Irish probably understand this more than any other people, having had to board that ship to a better life many times in the past. Last week, during a visit to the Dunbrody Famine Ship exhibition at Wexford, the struggle was brought to life with a starkness that I had missed before. I know now that the familiar longings of an immigrant who has left his roots behind is one that the Irish can intensely empathise with. Yet, while there are thousands of individual stories of kindness, friendship and generosity, collectively, Ireland as a nation seems to have let an opportunity slip by and the media appears to have played along. Ideally, media should fairly reflect the people that it represents. The media also affects how people see themselves. In Ireland, stories of immigrant problems and issues far outnumber stories of achievements or contributions. The odd news story that includes immigrant children often focuses on issues such as overcrowding in schools or language difficulties. I can picture these children in my mind, anxiously scoring the audience and participants of the Late Late Toy Show, for instance, looking for reassurance, looking for kids that resemble or sound like them. Of course, one might argue that there are audiovisual programs and publications that focus on the so-called New Irish. But besides the Nigerian footballer expressing his views on racism in Irish sport or the Indian guest on the television show talking about arranged marriages, we need to see the day where immigrants are contributing opinion and expertise on politics, the economy, health, and just plain everyday issues. It is also imperative to see, read, and listen to new migrant voices in Irish journalism, where the focus will be more on the substance and less on the grammar or the dialect. Ironically, though we are now in times where Mandarin Chinese in the primary school curriculum is looking like a probability, we hardly have any Chinese representation in the mainstream media, and the same story reverberates across other ethnicities. Should we not be looking at the bigger picture?